So it's been a long 16 months. How does it feel now that COVID restrictions are easing and the province will be reopening starting July 1st?
Have you heard of the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, that's what it's like. It's been an ordeal. It's been dark and it's starting to brighten up.
How has the pandemic affected your business?
Oh, it's hard to put it in words. Like 2020 was our record year. It was off the chart. And then it just collapsed. I mean, the whole deck of cards came tumbling down. It was quite dramatic. We had some real serious concerns about even opening up or even being alive today. Because all the cancellations, I mean, all the deposits we had to give back, and it was amazing. The other big hit was the corporate events. I mean, it wasn't just the weddings. I mean, we had corporate events coming in from all across Canada and down the States. Luckily, we convinced most of them to be able to first move to the fall, and then fog didn't happen, and then move to this year, and then the second wave came, and it was, I mean, we opened up actually in January, the first time ever for staycations, so we were doing great on weekends, and then all of a sudden, in comes a second wave, and we had to shut down again. And then, of course, the problems with Ontario and British Columbia and Alberta, especially with weddings and corporates coming in from there, it was even more challenging because they started canceling for 2021. So this summer, we'd lost, I'd say, half of what we had.
So how has the pandemic changed how you do events?
Oh, I don't know how to answer that one. I mean, I tell you, it has been a paradigm shift in the way we do business. The cost of doing things is dramatic now. More employees, longer hours, and the biggest challenge is getting employees. I've been on the tourism boards and stuff, and we're all in the same boat. I mean, it's amazing how hard it is to get people to come to work now.
Do you find it's people are just still afraid, or what do you think is the reason?
No, I think it's taking advantage of programs and stuff that are out there. Challenge is getting people to come back to work, and I don't think it's fear of coming back to work. They don't really need to come back to work.
Does that mean you'll have to limit the size of your events because you can't get enough staff?
It's going to be really problematic. We have the advantage in the summertime to be able to pick up some students and stuff, but then there's the training aspect of it, and we really got to put extra effort in to get the quality of service that people are expecting in a place like this. I mean, this is a world-class number one kind of location, so the quality of service is very important, and getting trained people is difficult.
Being outside of town must also make it a challenge to find staff. What kind of options do you have?
We're working diligently on that. We're going across the country canvassing people. We're looking at some of the import programs, bringing workers in from outside the country. Whatever it takes to deliver a quality product, we're going to do it.
2020 was poised to be a record year for you guys. What kind of concerns do you have moving forward after the province opens up?
My only concern, of course, is that the thing that kept us alive last year was staycation. And it was amazing because we weren't even going to open, but this staycation thing was a home run. And our concern now is, of course, is that with the doors open, there's going to be a mass exodus of new landers going to other places. But then hopefully it'll be compensated with people coming into the province. There's a real dynamic going on there that has to be looked at, but we have our confidence back. It was shattered last year. Last year it was, oh my God, it was a tough one. Despite it all, we're here and we're looking like we're hoping to boom and make up for all lost time. I think we're going to get it back in spades, and it's going to take a year or two to get there.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you would like to add?
No, yeah, like who do I pray to?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them, every single one of them. Yeah, we got a wonderful thing going. The province is amazing, and we've all been on our knees, and so it's time to get up and embrace each other and get it back together again.
Jerry Byrne, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Jolene. It's been a pleasure talking with you.